Obesity has become a very serious epidemic worldwide. Increased access to high-fat and high-sugar diets have been a major contributor to the obesity rates. And while obesity is a major problem itself, the comorbidities such as high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and insulin resistance that are associated with excessive weight gain can be even more serious. It is known that diet, genetics, and health conditions contribute to the development of obesity. Here we investigate the role of the immune system. The immune system is constantly surveying the gut for pathogens. When the gut is healthy, the immune system recognizes the normal microbiota that are present and does not react. When the gut is in dysbiosis, the immune system reacts and causes inflammation. This inflammation leads to what is known as leaky gut, where the gut barrier begins to let microbes that are normally contained in the gut into the bloodstream, where they can travel to peripheral tissues, such as white adipose tissue and liver tissue, and cause inflammation there. We proposed that treatment with anti-inflammatory drugs can curb some of the metabolic inflammation and prevent excessive weight gain. We used 13 lined ground squirrels to model similar physiological changes that occur in humans when obesity is developing. Squirrels were treated for 10 weeks with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug mesalazine, the steroidal anti-inflammatory budesonide, or untreated for the control. What we found is that mesalazine, the NSAID or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, was effective at curbing metabolic inflammation in omental white adipose tissue as well as the pancreas. These results give insight for possible treatments in obese humans to prevent the development of pathogenic metabolic diseases such as type 2 diabetes mellitus that results from insulin resistance related to obesity.